You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena Rob.
What are you doing?
Do you normally wear glasses?
Yep.
Have I just lost it today?
Only when I'm reading, normally, but then I forget I got them on.
Because I just feel like something about it this morning is giving very, like, professorial vibes.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I'm going to read out stuff, and it's blah, blah, fish and chips time for me.
Aha! Okay, well, excellent. We love blah. I've started using blah, blah, fish and chips in my rest of my life, and people look at me blankly when I say it, but I'm committed to
it now. Well, that's what they're hearing at the same time, isn't it?
Exactly.
It keeps going on.
Right, hit us. Where are we going today?
A recent study demonstrated that our eyes can reveal decisions we're making, even if we aren't consciously aware of it.
Ooh.
Windows
to the soul.
This eye-brain connection, especially the subtle eye movements known as saccades, gives away clues about our cognitive process.
Oh, that's the little like when your eyes flicker around, eh?
Yeah.
Nice.
In one experiment, 8 participants sat in front of a screen and were shown patterns of moving dots. Their task was to determine the direction those dots were moving, right? Mm-hmm. At the start, participants stared at specific points on the screen to calibrate the equipment that was tracking their eye movements. As the moving dots appeared, participants' eyes displayed a fascinating behaviour. They began to subtly shift in a specific direction even before the participants pressed buttons to indicate their decisions.
It's predicting stuff.
Okay, yep, I'm following.
Interestingly, I'll put that bit in now because I thought people might, my mind started wandering by then.
Interestingly, draw them back in.
Even when participants were given another task like moving their hands to certain points, their eyes still gave away their decisions about the dots.
This feels like direction. Something that would be useful if you were a spy, you know, to know how people's eyes moved or something.
Well, funny you should say that.
Oh, mm.
No, it's got nothing to do with spies, but you just reminded me to say that. You might think that they were just observing or tracking the motion of the dots. However, the timing and patterns of the subtle eye movements hinted at something deeper. These shifts weren't simply reactions to the dot's motion. Instead, they seemed to precede the conscious decision. I have no idea what any of that means.
Wait, so it's saying that your eyes thought before your brain about the thing that it was going to do.
So do you have an eye brain then?
Eye brain. It's like your brain is thinking before your thinking brain. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah. I don't think I fully understand it on a, you know, science level, but I get the gist.
Yeah, like conscious thought rather than just like, you know, breathing and stuff.
Oh, God.
We don't think about that. Don't manually breathe.
No, as soon as you said thinking about breathing, I feel like a fish.
This suggested to me that the eye, no, it didn't suggest it to me at all, I put that bit in, suggesting that the eyes were reflecting the decision-making process that was still underway in the brain. The essence of this study is that our eyes, through their tiny movements, can hint at a decision our brain is processing even before we consciously recognise or voice that decision.
Ooh.
Fast little minds we have.
Wow. Okay, I'm
that
interested.
Really hurt my head reading all that.
And your eyes.
What would be the uses of this? I feel spies is the obvious one.
Well, people that sell things.
Poker.
Oh, of course.
There was poker? There was a company, they got all these kids in a room with toys. And they gave them certain toys on the table and they were watching which way their eyes went.
Man. It's always bloody to sell something, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah, it gets something really interesting like that and someone goes, oh, how much moolah can we make out of
that? Womp, womp.
Classic. Like that. Got a poem for us today, Rob?
No, I haven't. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. You don't have to apologise.
Okay, I don't care. No, I do. I will have one next week, I promise.
You just got to wait till the muse strikes. You can't force creativity.
We'll keep an eye on your eyes.
We'll see where they wander.
That was real interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, I found that really interesting.
Okay, 10 out of 10, what do you reckon of the crackers?
Okay, so for context, Rob's been trying out new snack combos on us for the last couple of weeks. It started off, which you still haven't made us eat yet, which I'm slightly grateful, with the roast beef thinly sliced and strawberry jam toasty.
Yeah.
That strikes me as a late night snack.
Yeah. Late night snack.
Delicious snack.
But this morning we're going for a rice seaweed cracker with peanut butter, and I'd give that an 8 out of 10. That's a good snack today.
Yeah, I would agree.
It feels very nutritious, satisfying, salty, good vibes, good texture. As we said earlier, crunchy peanut butter essential, but very good.
There you go. So if anybody wants to set up in business with me, just give us a ring.
Excellent stuff. You've picked us a mover of a song this morning.
This is a banger.
Rakata by Azuland. Ooh.
Yeah, told ya. Conmigo olvídate de lo que atrás. Tú sabes, no pierdas el tiempo. Dale, tente, pégate lento. Bueno, dale, no pierdas el tiempo. Esta noche me puse feliz. Ay, dale, recata, recata, recata. Quiero darte recata, recata. Soy una felina que recata. Conmigo olvídate de la ira. Ay, dale, recata, recata, recata. Quiero darte recata, recata. Soy una felina que recata. Conmigo olvídate de la que atrás. Recata, recata, recata. Quiero darte recata, recata. Soy una felina que recata. Quiero darte racata, racata. Soy una felina que racata. Conmigo olvídate de la catra. Racata, racata, racata. Racata, racata, racata. Racata, racata, racata. Conmigo olvídate. Todo peño que me paga. Mira, my lente se le pone. This is a big vibe today, Rob. Yeah.
Big vibe from Azuland. We've had a lot of texts about the unconscious versus the conscious mind. We've really struck a brainwave this morning. Somebody says the conscious mind only accounts for 10% of brain activity and the rest is subconscious and automatic functions. That's impressive.
We're barely thinking.
We are barely thinking. We're just floating through life, aren't we? Somebody reckons the main use for the little eye movement thing would be something fast and dangerous is coming towards you. You jump out of the way before your mind thinks, yikes, I should move. That would make sense as to why the body does that.
Rather than saying, I want to buy a pair of shoes or I'll get them ones because I looked at them for longer.
They look nicer. Someone says the heart responds before the brain and is intuitive. And so something to do with heart math. I'm not sure what that is. That maybe that heart
up.
And the eyes are close. Interesting. I will have to look up what heart math is. We should mention, we very rarely fact check people's texts around the mind trench. We just go with the vibes.
I don't fact check anything I speak about ever.
It's just low stakes, low stakes vibe check listeners. Yeah. Thank you very much, Butterbollocks, for this heavy tune.
It's
and
good, isn't it?
Some good subconscious conscious thought this morning. We will see you next week.
Yep, see ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.